As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Live on the Drizzide.
Hey. We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, will have the latest. We'll get you T-Mill's best bets as he had a good comeback. That's what was needed on a hump day.
Woo!
And hump
love
night. Big start. Getting, 4 out of 5 last night? That was
yes,
big.
Yes, sir.
And see if he'll make you a little bit more money coming up a little bit later on, so be sticking forward or sticking to us with that coming up later. But it is 5 o'clock fire, and 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. The hell are you guys doing?
Oh no, I was just gonna add in to the listeners to also just stay abreast with us.
Stay abreast.
Sorry.
You keep leaving that off, man. He clearly is telling you on a daily basis that he wants you to use that.
It's a trademark, bro.
I'm not going to give it to him every time. All right?
2 times.
Just not going to give it every time. All right. The Rockets, yes, they are in the playoffs, and obviously all of their attention is pointed towards the Golden State Warriors. But that might not be all. There might be another former Warrior that they could be connected to. And Sham Sharania, who is the number one, now that Woj is out of here, the number one newsmaker when it comes to the NBA. He is the one that breaks a lot of the stories. He's got connections with everybody. Broke the Luka story in the middle of the night. He said, depending on the playoffs, there could be a serious connection between Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets.
The biggest move of all of that was Ime Udoka and his hiring. He's really the engine of this team, the leader of this team. And this is a Houston team we need to keep an eye on in this playoff run.
Yeah.
Because when you think about monitoring who does well early in the playoffs and who might struggle, and there is going to be a level of mutual interest. There has been already with them and Kevin Durant with the Suns. Seeing how they do, listen, if they win a couple rounds, they might be good where they're at. If you lose early, you don't win or enough to where you want to.
Right.
Could you look at a guy like Kevin Durant once again this offseason? Monitor them.
All right, as he says, monitor him and monitor them. And when it's him saying that, and he says there's mutual interest, that means that he is somebody that is so connected. You just take that at least to the bank. And I know there are a lot of people who have some thoughts and feelings on the Rockets and Kevin Durant. And my thing is, I can understand if you're like, no, man, I'd rather hold on to the fellas and let's go in another direction. I guess, Clint, I don't understand those that aren't even in the camp that they don't even want to. They don't even want to even look at it. Like that. They're in the camp of hell no. Don't even bring it to the table. Raphael Stone shouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Tillman Fertitta shouldn't even have conversations about it. Should be a non-starter. I think Kevin Durant should at least be a conversation, and it should be more dependent, Clint, on what the deal would have to be and what you'd have to give up.
Well, yeah, and it depends on where you're really at. I mean, we've seen an impressive Rocket team. Since Ime Udoka took over, we've seen them. I mean, they've improved at a D'Amico Ryans type of clip. I mean, what they've done is nothing to turn your nose up at. But when it's all said and done, we all know the game changes in all sports, but definitely in basketball, probably more so than the others, when it's win or go home, when the playoffs start. And so we'll see where the Rockets stand in at this level of the NBA. And the truth of the matter is, if they don't have enough on the offensive end of the floor, if they don't have a like I'm talking about, if it is just falls flat right on the offensive end of the floor, then if you get a chance at Kevin Durant, it's a no-brainer.
Like, for you, the outcome of how this postseason goes could really sway how you feel about a potential of going after.
Yeah, absolutely. You win a series.
By the way, 62 games this year, 26.5 plus points a game, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, shooting 52% from the field. And 43% from three. So he is still, although 36, 37 still can go.
I mean, he's still one of the better scorers in the game, right? One-on-one. I mean, he's still money. And so, I don't know. I think if you win a series and impress in a second playoff series, if scoring, like if Jalen Green and company, if scoring's not a major problem for games. Right, or you lose a handful of games because you don't have anybody at the end that can finish, right? I mean, then that changes, I think, the narrative around the Rockets moving forward and how aggressive are they, who do they go after, what do they want to do. But the truth of the matter is, Ron, they've got all the Phoenix draft picks. They've got, you know, I heard J.J. Redick talking the other day about two cats on the bench, Reed Shepard and Cam Whitmore. And about those guys would be contributors and possibly starters on other teams. They've got pieces that they could move along with draft picks.
They've got all
those right. picks. They got the picks and good players that just you don't have enough room for them here that they could move. And I don't know if that's going to be enough to get a guy like Kevin Durant or not, but you've absolutely got to entertain it. And absolutely, I think these playoffs, particularly on the offensive end of the floor, the performance matters in a sense of how aggressive are they. And what level player do they feel like they need to go get when it's all said and done?
Yeah, from the text line, I'm in the camp of I'm in that camp, and I say hell no to the hell no. Someone has texted in, yeah, and here's the other question. Does he have the swarming defense mentality that the Rockets have? And I say hell no. Listen, Alperen Şengün is playing basketball on this team in major minutes. Kevin Durant can be as good of a defender as he is. And Kevin Durant, is somebody that is 7 foot tall, long, and has been a good enough defender in the league before. Right now, so I like that part isn't it to me. And I think Udoka is a big major reason why, like, I would strongly consider it. Right? Some people say, oh well, you know, he's run over Steve Nash and he's run over Bud and he's run over Kenny Atkinson or whatever. He gonna come over here and know what time it is. Not just it'll be mutual respect between the two, but he'll know what the business is.
Well, I just don't think he made
his mutual interest wouldn't be here if he had issue the way Udoka's get down.
Well, Udoka doesn't strike me as a dude that's gonna get involved in one of those. And even if he does, it ain't gonna last long. Yeah. You know, he ain't the one that's gonna sit there and ride it out because dude can play.
Yeah.
Right, I mean that's at some point, guys, the Rockets are going to have to make that level of.
They're going to make a tough decision.
They're going to make a tough decision whether that's with some of the young players that you like, or it's going after a player that you don't think necessarily embodies what the Rockets are all about. Like they're going to have to make a move at some point. Now, look, they may I don't see it happening, but they may, with the group they have right now, make a good enough run, a crazy enough run to go, hey, we're good right where we're at. I don't see it happening.
Jalen Green and Shingun, they could, or, you know, Amen Thompson, they could come out here and turn into Jokic and Murray.
Yeah. We'll see.
Right? Like, I'm just saying. Like,
no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Like, for me, if they're trying to say Amen Thompson, I would tell them to go to hell and hang up the phone.
Agreed.
But, like, if it's picks and stuff like that, like, you can say all you want to, oh, he's too old right now. You'd feel a lot better right now in the end-of-game situations if Kevin Durant was out there and, say, Dylan Brooks wasn't. I think you would.
Bad Dylan Brooks can fight better, though.
I don't
he's
know.
He's got the
I
upper hand.
I don't know that I agree with that.
I don't know, KD.
Really?
Even if he was quick and could hit you 10 times. He's
so long, man.
I do get that.
You see Dylan Brooks as a good fighter.
I just think from a thickness side, he can eat a couple. He can eat a couple of them punches.
I feel like he could take punches. Yeah. I feel like he would take punches.
I think I could take three or four from KD and get inside and really give him hell.
Ooh, I like it.
I don't have his size. I don't have what's his name size. I feel like I can get in there.
I'd pay to see Wimby and Durant fight.
Text line coming in, totally different positions. No,
he wouldn't.
Kevin Durant can walk in and play the position that Dylan Brooks is playing. It would be Fred, Jalen Green, Kevin Durant. Like, he could sit it there in the three.
What if I told you?
With Amen Thompson, he could play the three or the four. Yes, he can. Yep, he can. Nope. Right now, you guys are hammered drunk. Right now, you're telling me you want Dylan Brooks.
The guy is drunk.
Like, you feel better about Dylan right there over Kevin Durant. You're trolling me is what you're trying to do. That's what you're trying to do, and you got me.
Yeah, they ain't trying. They did,
Chief. They got me. Damn you.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. The Colorado Buffaloes, and mainly this is going right to the head coach, but the Colorado Buffaloes are facing scrutiny over retiring the jerseys of their quarterback, who looks to be drafted in the first round, Shedeur Sanders, and the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, Travis Hunter. Well, Deion came out, spoke a little bit, and said, "We're talking about Shedeur. We ain't talking about nobody else." Deion said, "If his last name wasn't Sanders, we wouldn't be having this discussion." You're damn right, Deion. If his last name was Jones, we wouldn't be having a discussion 2 months after his season ended that his jersey would be retired. No, Deion is just, listen, I love Deion. I love Deion. I think it's crazy that they've made the decision on Travis Hunter already to retire his jersey. Cordell Stewart ain't got his jersey retired. My man is 13-11. 13-11 is not getting anybody's jersey retired as long as they're among the living. That is not happening.
And Darren Hagan, is that his name? Won a national title?
I think so. At Colorado, it's Rashawn Salaam. Is his jersey retired?
He
passed. They may have done it. He won a Heisman. Maybe I need to look up at the Colorado.
I'm not even passionate about the retiring or numbers or putting them in the rap. Like I really don't. I mean, it doesn't. I don't get real passionate about it either way. But when it's silly like this, when I say like this, I'm talking about with Shedeur. I mean, I got to believe that Deion is going to piss. Like you're going, not that he cares, and not that he should care, but at the end of the day, I think there's three or four players in Colorado history, which you named a few of them, that probably went from Deion fans Eric to Bieniemy's like, what
rolling
in the
over
hell?
Him.
No question.
Rolling over. Cordell Stewart.
No question.
Over.
Boy, Westbrook. Was Westbrook the one that called
it? Yes,
I mean, those guys are like, those guys got to be going, what in the hell is he talking about? What is he doing? This is an embarrassment. This is disrespectful. The Heisman Trophy winner, I can't argue that. I mean, you got two of them. What, like two in the history, three in the history?
Two, at least two. I know they. Rashawn Salaam is retired. He is one of five.
Yeah, one of five jerseys is Cordell.
And now two are rolling in.
Yeah, that's tough to stomach, man. If I was a former player there that had won a Heisman and don't get the recognition I deserve, it'd be tough. It'd be a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, that is. And now to bring up it. to think like he's got the credentials.
It would
the
be only a no-brainer only, if he didn't have my last name.
If he didn't have my last name.
Come on, Dion.
Their season ended in January.
I want the dogs.
Like, how did that come?
It don't matter if it ended 10 years ago.
How did that, like...
Shador shouldn't be even mentioned.
No, listen, he's, 13-11. I think he did help turn that
oh, he
that,
did. Good
that,
job.
That place around, but good grace. I mean, the transfer portal is still open.
Like, oh, my God.
I just, like, how did that conversation come about? How do you think that, like, how did that even come about? Like, hey, guys...
Well, it's got
somebody be, say. Like, I think we should retire Travis's jerseys because he won the Heisman. Well, I think Shador should go too.
Well, it's got to be a play to appeal to the current players. Of look, you can come in here and you can, I don't know, a player that would care, but you can come in here and play 1 year, 2 years, do a jam up job, and hell, we'll retire your number.
Do you think at Arkansas, because y'all only got two? Do you think at Arkansas, it's an automatic if you win a Heisman? That like, do you
absolutely?
Think,
I mean, Darren McFadden should be retired right now.
Like no one ever wear five again.
Nobody should wear five again, in my opinion. He was a runner up twice and got robbed once. He was
just the end of the jersey.
Absolutely, yeah. I would as a Razorback fan and as a former player, I agree with you. It's not easy to do, but his should be retired.
Like
Darren McFadden should be retired.
Like I know I give you a lot of hell, Tyler, but. They haven't retired Johnny's jersey, have they?
Johnny should be retired.
Should it be retired?
I don't...
Like, when I said... Like, retired jerseys is like...
Johnny's in a league of his own.
Yeah.
Johnny's the only... I mean, he's the only freshman stadium. That's ever won. He's the only freshman that's ever won the Heisman.
I would say he puts... Yeah, okay. His case is special.
I'm not sure if A&M retires actual numbers, but they have, like, these big banners outside of Kyle
that's
Field
what,
with just a few
that's
guys.
That's what I thought most schools did, unless it was, like... Burlsworth.
Yeah.
Unless it was a situation like that, and then like you know, Peyton is retired in Tennessee because you know. But I guess Johnny fits in that, as you said, he made history, the only rookie or freshman to win the Heisman.
There's like four of them outside of Kyle Field. It's like Johnny, Mike Evans, Von Miller.
Mike Evans is retired.
Well, I don't think that's what they call it.
They don't retire it. They just
there's a big banner.
That's what KU does. They put your name up in the rafters, but like somebody could still wear 13 even though Wilt Chamberlain wore it.
It's Mike Vaughn, Johnny, and I think like John David Crow. Is that his name?
Yeah, the one that won the Heisman.
Yeah. It's like four guys. But shoot, man, Johnny built that house they play in now.
Yeah, Johnny, you're right. Johnny is he doesn't fit in that camp. He's a special.
Aggie ring, baby.
Yeah, because I'm looking at Florida right now. Yeah, they got Steve Spurrier, Danny Werfel, and Tim Tebow.
Yep.
Those are their retired jerseys.
All Heisman Trophy winners.
Yep.
All quarterbacks, obviously.
I'll be honest.
All national title winners.
I think Danny Warfel's aggressive.
Ooh.
Sorry, Danny.
That's a popcorn arm if I ever seen one, boy. But he whooped our ass up and down that field. You see that in person, man. We were sitting there watching Danny Warfel throw that ball up and down the field. That ball come out of there like a little BB gun. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, he's got 500 yards and they got 50 points.
All right, how about this? For the Rockets to win this series against Golden State, who needs to have a bigger impact in the series? Is it Amen Thompson or Jalen Green? We'll discuss.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's that coming up next?
Ron's got some juice to him.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, I see some people jumping in already. I'm not gonna read that. But I see some people jumping in already on the question I posed on the other side of the break, and that is, for the Rockets, who do you think needs to be more impactful for them to have a chance to win this series? Who needs to be more impactful? 713-572-4610. Chime in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, or on YouTube and Twitch. Who needs to be more impactful for the Rockets to win this series, Jalen Green or Ben Thompson?
I think it's Jalen Green, Ron, and I think it's without a doubt for me, man. It's not even close. I think Jalen Green. Here's the deal: is Jalen Green is the X factor for the Rockets in the playoffs. Period. If Jalen Green doesn't come out, and if the ball's not in his hand in crunch time, if Jalen Green doesn't come out and shoot the ball well more times than not, if Jalen Green doesn't come out and create for the guys around him, get open looks for the guys around him, if he doesn't do that, the Rockets have no chance of winning a series. Whether it's Golden State or anybody else, they have no chance. This is a great question. I think Amen Thompson is a great player and can fill up the stat sheet and affect the game in more ways than Jalen Green can. But for me, Jalen Green is the X factor when it comes to impacting winning and losing and ultimately winning a series. When it comes down to doing something on the floor that nobody else in a Rockets uniform can do, it's Jalen Green for me.
He's got to be the one. He's got to be Ron.
I believe this wholeheartedly. I believe that everybody on this team not named Jalen Green can play good to great basketball and the Rockets not win a series. I think Jalen Green, if he goes out there and plays good to great consistently, I think the Rockets are going to be tough for anybody to beat. I think it's that big of an X factor. If he goes out there and he's shooting it well, he's scoring 25 to 30, and again, not reckless, which he's not been reckless of late. I think that changes the dynamic of the Rockets. It takes the ceiling of the Rockets from just a good, hard-nosed defensive team that's going to be physical to a team that all of a sudden is a force on the offensive end because one guy has the ability to either shoot it lights out, or create for his group around him. I think it's that big of a gap. Yes.
Let's see. Here we go. Texts are coming in. Jalen Green, because Amin will have a defensive assignment of guarding Steph. Hell, I think that's a pretty big impact. That's a pretty big impact to the game. Like, in fact, I would say, I think the last game they played in which the Rockets won by 10, and by the way, that's the largest margin of any of the games.
Yeah,
they won by 10. Him being the primary defender on his 1-for-10 3-point game, there was nothing that was more impactful in the game.
Agreed.
Than that.
No doubt. There's, no question.
Now, I don't think he can do that. Yeah.
Well, if that happens, to win the series, then it
would. I don't think he could do that again. Clearly, they did that. Yeah. I don't get the sense that Steph's going to be held under double figures in a game.
I think I'm not saying it's
they can slow
it's
him down.
Going to happen, but I think the impact you're talking about could happen again. I don't think holding the 3 points is going to happen again, but the defensive impact, I think was very real and could happen again. The question is, can you do it consistently enough night in, night out to that player? Enough to win a series. I think that's the question.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think for that reason, for me, I do lean towards Thompson, because I think Thompson will be able to score some, and he'll impact it that way. I think he'll impact it at times.
Yeah.
With the ball in his hands and getting others involved. And then I think it's a big thing between both of those spots. I think he could see Curry. I think he could see Jimmy. I think with his size, he has the unique ability to guard both of those guys.
And he's got the juice size to do it as long as he needs him.
Yes, and I think there's a game he goes for 23-25. I think there's a game he goes for. So I think from the defensive perspective, I think that's why I lean towards Amin Thompson. If his impact, which I know a lot of people will see impact of scoring at the end, but his impact to slow down, like we said, that last time they played each other, there was nothing more impactful in that game. And hell, I think that game, it shouldn't have. He should have already been. I think that game probably got him on first team all NBA defense.
Yeah.
And probably he'll be a top five finisher and defensive player of the year. And may win that thing. He may win that 3-4 times in the future. So,
well, right, you know, there's another part of this too that landed me on Jalen Green in terms of being the most impactful player in the attempt to win a series versus Golden State. Right? Is like I still don't, and I'm talking about from a game plan perspective. Like, Jalen Green's the only one. Now, if he gets benched and he's not on the court, it's a different deal. But Jalen Green's the only one that appears to always be on the floor, no matter what combination of other players are out there. He spends a lot of time on the floor. And he's the one that, all for the most part, seems to be the guy that is like, hey, here's the rock, go create, knock down shots. Like, as I said before, there's times when Amin Thompson is working down low and getting the ball down. It's clearly they're trying to get him the rock, and he's handling it. He's going to the rack. And he's getting points. And there's times when he just goes and stands by the three-point line, and they kick the ball around the three-point line forever, which it's not his fault. I'm just saying there's a play that's called and an approach to a game plan that kind of takes Jabari Smith out of the game sometimes, takes Amin Thompson out of the game sometimes. I've said it a million times. It seems like there's been times when Şengün was taken out and asked to do something different, which is fine. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just taking that into account when I say – it just seems like no matter what the hell's going on, Jalen Green's going to get his, right? With the exception of the game that baffled us all, the L.A. game in the last 4 minutes. So we'll see.
Hopefully that's where he is. Hopefully that's the mindset that he will get his.
Yeah.
And not, like I said, I said this a couple of weeks ago, I am excited as hell to see how he is going to be in these new waters in the postseason. Right. I'm excited to see how he is, because he's generally not been bashful, but I am really amped to see how he is going to do this. Someone texted in, I don't agree with Clint often, but the Jalen take is spot on.
Well, I mean, they have to leave with not agreeing with me often.
Yeah. That hurts a little bit, doesn't it?
No, I mean, I don't give a damn.
Because you
I'm
know it's
like
not
Aaron.
True.
I don't give a damn. I just don't. I mean,
you know it's
Clint,
not true.
Bro, you could have just left.
Like when you leave with, I don't agree with Clint often. That you there's might a, as you might as well just say Clint never knows what the hell he's talking about. But this time he does. Like that. Like it's not just that word, that phrase. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean that's Clint's usually a dumbass, but this time you know he's got something figured out.
Yeah,
I just leave that, man.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
Hey, man. Hey, look
you're
here.
But you're just saying when you say I don't often agree with Clint, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. You're saying I don't like Clint. I don't like him at all. He's full of crap. He don't know what the hell he's talking about. I never drink a beer with him.
I don't like.
I think I'm taking it. That's how I took
I don't
it.
Like him as a person.
You could have just said, hey, I agree with Clint on
hope
this.
He has a terrible Easter.
You didn't have to lead with. Yeah, I hope he runs out of battery on the way home.
He probably thinks you poop after your shower.
I mean, I've done it before. I don't plan on it. I really don't like having taking a bowel movement after sweating.
Learn something new about you every day, bro.
That is, somebody, I mean, I can't believe y'all don't agree with me.
Somebody texted on me if it makes you feel better.
If it makes you feel better, I can already feel it.
I can't get it out. So you got to stop smoking crack, buddy. Man, you sound like you're taking an S when you laugh and talk every day like you're in menopause. Also, Kevin Durant, WTF, serious. So you want the dude that talks S to everyone that he plays against and he's as tough as a weight paper towel. Just report the news, dude, and let Clint answer the sports questions.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
You know what I text back to him?
See, I think that guy's got great taste.
You know what I text back to him? I said to him, thanks for the feedback, man. We really love hearing from our casual sports fans who are just learning the game.
We encourage it at all ages.
That is great. That is great.
My man said I sound like a farting and taking...
Menopause. Something about menopause. He threw menopause in there.
This drive's all about entertainment.
Hey, man, that's
informing.
A serious thing going on around here.
I appreciate him taking the time. Man, that was a long message. I appreciate that time.
That's tough. Man, the brain was broken up.
Yeah, that's the key. By the way, everybody's texting. When you the longer your text, it breaks it up in two or three, and it's really difficult to bounce around. Ron's got it perfected. But when he stutters through it, it's the breaker. It's the machine, not him.
Sometimes they go out of the order, too.
Yes, they go out of the order. You got to figure out which one's
next. There'll be somebody
next.
Else who texts in between it when it comes through. All right, coming up, your chance to win a little cash as Tyler's trying to get this thing hot. He was 80% last night on 5 bets. Let's see if he can pick this thing up. And this is made for us. Thank you, Brandon. This is made for us. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Fun, fun show today, and it will be even more fun tomorrow. We will be live as we continue our crawfish circuit. We are live in spring at the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill. Come on out, hang out with us. We'll be there from 2 to 6. You got a chance to win prizes. We've been hooking people up with something each and every hour. The 2 o'clock hour, the 3 o'clock hour, the 4 o'clock hour, and the 5 o'clock hour. We are hooking you up, and you got a chance to be a winner. And come out and enjoy those bugs. Good food, good drinks, and great conversation. You get to hang out with Clint and myself. So it'll be a good time. Come on out tomorrow. Again, we are in spring. Spring as we continue this crawfish circuit. The Rusty Horseshoe. Remember, each and every Friday, we will be out, hanging out, doing our thing, eating some bugs and having some fun with you all. So we always love when you guys come out and enjoy yourself with us. So tomorrow, 2 to 6.
Bring your ass.
Yeah, bring your ass. Bring your ass.
We don't need Ron. We go up that way now. We go up that way.
Attack that ass.
They love to drive up that way, man. They come out for us up there now.
The top ranked show in the city.
You add mud bugs to the deal? Oh, man. Get
we got some travelers, too, man.
Ain't no doubt. Well, look, I get it. You add them travelers to a location that's already thick. I mean, it just. And bugs? Oh, come on.
Yeah, man. Do your thing. I like it up there. We have a good time. So it should be fun tomorrow. Come on out, hang out with us, and do your thing. And we always have a good time. All right. Coming up behind us. As well, the Hall of Famer, John McClain, who believes that Titus Howard is without a shadow of a doubt a guard. John McClain, he will be on with the fellas Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, doing a little draft talk as we get closer and closer to the draft. Remember, a week from today, we will be covering the draft and hopefully the Texans. You think the Texans are going to be drafting in the first round?
Absolutely.
You don't think they get out?
No, I'm pulling for possible trade up from 25 and then a possible trade up their second round pick to the top of the second round.
You're talking about aggressive.
Yeah. I just think that's where we're at, man. I mean a developmental player, which you can get great players. By the way, I got a segment we'll pull up tomorrow with the former 25th overall picks. It's a good convo, but there's going to be a lot of players in the first two rounds that are more developmental players. Now, there's going to be a lot of players that are taken by teams that ain't got no business, that you ain't going to find out nothing about them because they're going to be so dysfunctional.
Yeah.
But But at the end of the day, there's gonna be an opportunity to move up from 25 and get the exact player that they want and the exact player that they need. And I'm hoping and praying that they do that, and I'm hoping and praying they get aggressive and move up with that second round pick too. Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
So not just aggressive with the first, aggressive with the second round pick. No,
back to back.
I would welcome aggressive. Yeah. You got the ammo from the Laremy Tunsil trade this year and future. Yep. We'll see what they do.
Well, Ron, you look at the picks, and now I know it's some people will say they were can't miss picks, and the C.J. Stroud pick was obviously a nail in the head, and the Will Anderson pick, they got aggressive, went and got him, moved up from 12, I think, to 3 to get that, which, by the way, that trade ended up resulting in Kalen Bullock as well. But that Will Anderson, when D'Amico can spot a guy like that and he's got that kind of eye, which he's proven to do again. I think he did something very similar last year with Kamari Lassiter with the second round pick in terms of finding a guy that is just next level, on and off the field, plays at or above his ceiling immediately. Like, I think that's where D'Amico really, I mean, he's good all the way around, but where he is really, really good in terms of evaluating is that's the guy that is cut from the right cloth and is an absolute baller. You can get a bunch of them cut from the right cloth in the third, fourth, fifth round. But the combination of cut from this cloth, because this cloth is pretty particular in Houston, cut from that cloth and an absolute baller, I think you got to move and shake to get that guy. You can't sit there at 25 and go, well, we'll just take the best one that's there. I think if you identify that guy, you can move and go get him. And I hope this year in the draft, I hope that's what the Texans are doing. Yeah,
they haven't made any real aggressive, we're going for it now type of moves in the offseason.
I agree.
Except, I guess, maybe if you say Nick Caley is.
Well, I think the Tunsil move I know in the other direction, but the Tunsil move.
Yeah, I was going to say, in addition, like to your team, they haven't made any, we are going
hard. Well, I think the moves that they made on the defensive side of the football when they didn't necessarily need to, I think that speaks for we're just going to win it on defense if we have to. But you're right. The name-wise, the individual move, like adding EJ Speed, I don't think they needed to do that. Adding CJ Gardner Johnson, I don't think you needed to do that. I think those are moves that go, hey man, we finna be hard to handle.
No, they maybe made some. We about to really put a hell of a defense, but not overall. Like
I agree, the name, like, right, yeah,
yeah. Like last player. Year, Diggs, go yep. for it, move. Danielle Hunter, go for it, move. Mixon, yep. go for it, move. Right, like.
I agree. You hadn't seen that yet. Hopefully we see it in the draft. We'll see.
But the fellas, they'll be talking about that tonight. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. And then coming up behind them, Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton.
Be cautious with Creighton tonight.
That's right. And Chris Santiago as well. So stay tuned for that as the fellas keep it going up tonight. And here in just a few moments, hell, to be honest with you, You will be able to hear from our guy T Mill. He'll give you the best bets, make some money. Somebody texted in earlier said they're on a bit of a losing streak. They need you.
Tell these bets I give you in a little bit, friend.
4 out of 5 yesterday, had a big night. We'll see what he is able to do tonight. One more time again, just to let you know, come on out with us tomorrow before we get to T Mill's best bets. Come on out with us tomorrow as we'll be in spring. For our crawfish circuit at the Rusty Horseshoe. Come on out, hang out with us, the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill in spring, and enjoy yourself with us as well. All right, let's hear it, Tyler. What are your best bets? What are the bets, the way that people can get money here now? You started off shaky, 1 for 5. Chris was all right, but still was 50%. Big, big night yesterday. I mean, you want to make it clear that those were Santiago's bets. I mean, in all caps, very big on the sheet that it is Santiago's bets.
It's really no shade. I'm a detail-oriented guy.
Make sure we know real.
Last night's were or Tuesday night's
were? Tuesday night's
Tuesday.
Not last night.
You came out in the green with that Jordan deal.
I mean, that was a win. That was Santiago.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I mean, that was plus 380 something.
We just aim for that 60% mark, though.
Oh, you're just 1 for 1. Doesn't matter how much.
Yeah, we don't do units.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, what you got with this? Oh, my man got the classic. When you see these, because he always puts the bets out to let you know on Twitter. He always puts them out on social media. You got that throwback Mo Vaughn.
That's exactly the name I think of.
That Anaheim Angels, that old one.
That old Angels logo, Anaheim, man. Yeah. It makes me think nothing but big old Mo Vaughn and the cover of one of those baseball video games when I was a kid.
I'm telling you, boy, there wasn't enough tobacco for him to use in his mouth. My goodness, man.
It could happen.
What is Alex Ovechkin still out here playing hockey for? Look how old that man looks, man. I'm sorry.
A little salt and pepper.
God, salt and pepper, man. He got salt. Go ahead.
All right, well, as they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So we're going to stick with Major League Baseball tonight after going 4-for-5 last night. Told y'all these baseball bets would come around. Always, always my strongest time of year betting. Not just blowing smoke up your bum. Five bets. Shill mentioned the throwback Angels logo, so we'll start there. Angels +1 tonight in Arlington, taking on those turd-ass Rangers. Next, New York Mets, I'm on the money line for them. I got it at -130 if you can get it around there. I like it. They're taking on the Cardinals at home.
They've been playing well.
Yep. Yes, I've won some money on them recently. Then I got the Rays +1 as they are going to be hosting those Yankee Turds and the Ogre, formerly known as Aaron Judge. We discussed Aaron Turds of the week earlier. Then I got an under for you. Hit a couple unders last night. Angels at Rangers under 9.5. Probably my favorite bet of the evening. And then lastly, I got Cardinals at Mets, no score, no runs for either squad in the first inning. So into the first inning, it is 0-0. I really like those odds. There's not going to be a lot of scoring in that game. That one might be my favorite. I don't know. Those are your five best bets. Any you love, any you hate, boys.
See, that feels enticing right there.
It does.
That kind of no runs.
It feels too good to be true. -135?
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at.
All you got is a scoreless inning?
Them odds are...
Who's starting in those games?
I guess you do have... What is that? You do have... Is Soto healthy?
Yeah, he's second. Yeah,
you got to hope like hell. That's when the old sphincter will pucker up right there, boy.
Clench some cheeks. Damn, man. That is aggressive.
You want me to throw some on for y'all?
I'm good. No, I'm not.
Come on, I'm leaving you the rest of the week after this.
I know,
let me have some fun with you.
Them floors, man, we got them coming out to price them. So I can't throw nothing at them.
I got to order some too, man.
Texans All Access coming up behind us, Area 45 after that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be.
I'm on the John at the gym, and the guy next to me is on speakerphone talking to his buddy.
Awful. Fart as loud as you possibly can.
You
don't sweat and then take a dump.
Well, I think he's still gonna shower after the sauna.
Sweating, it's awful.
Natural lubricant, man.
No. Coming up next.
I don't need any lube to wipe mine. I don't know how you're wiping, but I don't need no lube.
Just a slider.
Coming up next, man. Damn it.
You know.
Coming up next.
If it's Levis or Anthony Richardson, I might literally poop a chicken.
That's an interesting...
What is wrong with you?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.